My beloved brethren and sisters, I'm grateful for this opportunity that is mine to bear my witness of the divinity of this great work and testify to all the world that we are led by a prophet of God. I don't think I've heard any more convincing words of love than when we are in the temple with President Benson and his dedicated counselors, and he says, "I love you, my brethren. I love every one of you, my brethren." From the depths of his heart, he has proclaimed to us the true significance of love for our fellow men. A few years ago, while we were in Sydney, Australia, we received a letter from one of our grandchildren. And he says, "Dear Grandma and Grandpa, I just turned 12 years of age, and the bishop called me into the office. And he said, 'I have some questions to ask of you, Bruce.' Bruce, you're 12 years of age now, and so I need to know if you love the Lord." And I told him, "I do." "Do you say bad words, Bruce?" "No, Bishop, I never say bad words." "Do you love your mother and dad?" "Yes, Bishop, I do." "Do you pay your tithing, Bruce?" And Bruce says, "Yes, I do, Bishop. And you know, Grandpa and Grandma, the bishop says that I could receive the Aaronic priesthood because I was 12 years of age. And he asked me if I knew what the Aaronic priesthood was. And I told him that I knew a little bit and that I could be ordained a deacon. And you know, the next week, the bishop asked who I would like to be ordained by. He said, "I'd like to be ordained by my daddy." And so my daddy put his hands upon my head, and the bishop stood around, and so did my uncles, and they conferred the Aaronic priesthood upon me and ordained me a deacon. Now, Grandma and Grandpa, you're a long way away, but I know that you're a general authority, and someday you'll come home. And you know, I can't wait till you come home, because I know you'll sit on the stand, and then, Grandpa, I can pass the sacrament to you." I think that's the true meaning of love of families. I express my love to my devoted sweetheart and eternal companion. I'm grateful for the matriarch that she is in our family. I'm grateful for each of our children, grateful for their families. I'm grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ for his atoning sacrifice. I've come to know him more assuredly as I sat in council with your great leaders, prophets, seers, and revelators. I testify to you that they are men of God. I like a scripture that I reflect upon frequently, and I think of it when I think of them. "For ye were set to be a light unto the world, and to be saviors of men." I bear witness that those who come into the kingdom will eventually say of those who have helped them come into the kingdom, "You were a light unto me," and I acknowledge you as literally to be a savior to me. One of the favorite scriptures that I have and that I might share with you is, it says, "Search diligently, pray always, and be believing, and all things shall work together for your good if you walk uprightly and remember the covenant wherewith ye have covenanted one with another." There is an inscription on the walls inscribed in granite on a temple here in Salt Lake City. It's of the Ursa Major, or the Great Bear, or commonly known to you as the Big Dipper. If you were to project a line from the bottom two stars, which is opposite the handle, it would point and bisect the North Star. The mariners and those who have been lost at sea or those who have been lost on land have looked to the North Star to find their bearings. I bear witness that there is, figuratively speaking, a North Star leading us today, a beloved prophet of God. Look to him. He will point you to the way of truth and righteousness. look to the Savior, for he will give you life eternal. Again, I express my love to you, President Benson, to your dedicated and devoted counselors, to the general authorities, and to the body of the church for your love and sustaining influence. We have come to love you in the islands. We've come to love you in Europe where we've served. We've come to love the saints all over the world. My lovely companion and I shall ever remember this association with grateful hearts as we bear witness of the atoning sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I bear witness that the church has been restored, that Joseph Smith is a prophet of God, as is a living prophet a day, President Ezra Taft Benson, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.